Welcome everyone to Nox Game Design for March 2024. This month I'm going to be talking about UML with the DIA program. So UML is a way standard if you're doing game design, design documents to diagram out game logic and states and things like that. So back when I was learning diagramming, things like that, back in college, there really wasn't a standard, and later on they came out with UML. So basically I learned class diagramming, state diagramming, then they came out with UML, and I got a good book. It's called UML Distilled, second edition. It's a good book. It's been out for a while. Anyone wanting to learn UML, it's a good reference. So the program I like to use when I'm doing UML is called DIA. So they have it for different platforms. I'm going to run it under Linux, under Ubuntu Linux. It's just because it's really easy to get if you're on Linux. You can go to Ubuntu software and click the little search icon. Just type in DIA, D-I-A, and it should come up right here, and you can install it right here. Pretty easy. I already have it running. I got it pinned to the sidebar right here. And yes, I am running Ubuntu Linux in a VirtualBox VM just because it's simpler that way. I've done dual boot systems before, but if you want to set up Linux quick and easy and you already have a Windows system, VirtualBox is a free and easy way to set up a Linux VM. So I've got a couple examples that I already made. So first one is a state diagram. Let's see if I can zoom in a little bit more. So this is kind of like a platformer, like Super Mario Brothers or something. The little dot right here, the filled dot, is your starting state. So when you start, it goes to the standing state. You're just standing. Then if you press one of the walk button, one of the arrow buttons on the D-pad, then you go to a walking state. Or if you're holding B, then you'll go to the running state. Or if you press A when you're either standing or walking, you'll go to the jumping state until you hit the ground again, and then you'll go back. And I don't have that diagram, but you'll either go back to the walking, standing, or running state there. So that's a basic state diagram. You can see you have all the controls over here on the side. So if you did have an end state, and that is, I think if you hover over, if you hover over these little buttons, it'll show you what that object is. So this is the initial or end state. So if you want to add an end state, you just drag it like that, and then you can right click and go to properties, and you can either change it to is final yes, or so if it is the final state, then you'll have that little black dot with a circle around it. It's like two circles, and then you have your arrows over here, so then you can just drag from whatever state you're coming from to that final state like that. And it's pretty nice. You can go and you can file, and I believe you can export as like a PDF or a lot of different formats. Let's see, you can export as a PNG file, a LaTeX, or just a standard DIA format. I don't see PDF, but you can always take the PNG and transform that into a PDF. But we can just like do a ping right there. And so then I'm going to have platformerstate.png and save that. And it'll give you some options, image width and height, export. And then you can go to your file system. And then go, I believe I have it in Nox Game Design, DIA. And there's our platformerstate.png. Double click that so we can like import this diagram into our design document or whatever we want to do with it. The second type of diagram that I have loaded, go ahead and discard that, file. Open. So I have a class diagram. So this is kind of like what I learned in my intro to objects class. So we have like a player over here, like in Super Mario Brothers. So the player has a state and the power state. He's either small, big, or fire. Have that like as an enum, a score, which is an int, a position, vector 2. Then below that, we have the functions or methods that can be called on that object. So the player can walk, or they can jump, run, or take damage. And there's probably lots more, but that's just an example. So if you want to do a class diagram, you just click this button over here. It says class. And one thing you got to be aware of, there's no way to actually make that bigger. That's something I keep wanting to do is like click on that the handle here and make it bigger. You can't do that. What you got to do is go click that and go to properties. Then I can change the class here. So we may have like a class, I guess I'll say level. And then if you press apply, then it'll change that top row right there to level. And then you can add attributes. So you got to click new to add a new attribute. So level may have like, I guess, blocks or a map or something like that. The blocks that define the level. And I guess that would actually be a block object right here. So I'll just clear an object right there for now. And you press apply. So then you can see that blocks show up in that class. Then over here on operations, let's say you got to click new to add a new method, or they call it operation. So, and say like is complete, is the level completed, and we'll have that as a bool or a boolean. So you can click apply. So now we have a level object with blocks and is complete. I can't think of anything else to add to a level for right now, but I have over here like defined an enemy has a position. And I kind of like in the talk that I did a couple months ago about object-oriented game makers, like an enemy can have three different like subclasses, like you have a Goomba or a Koopa Troopa or a Hammer Brother. Then you can even extend these out further, but this is kind of like a relationship, an enemy. A Goomba is an enemy, a Koopa Troopa is an enemy, and a Hammer Brother is an enemy. But a Goomba has like a velocity, either going left or right, as well as the other ones, Koopa Troopa. But Koopa Troopa has a Boolean in shell. And this is just an example. This isn't all the properties and classes or methods of these, but just some examples. And a Hammer Brother, he may have like a throw hammer countdown, which is a float. Amount of time you got to wait until he throws the next hammer, and maybe a jump countdown, how long it's going to take for him to jump again. And then he may have a couple of methods, throw hammer and jump. So we can just like click on that, go to properties, and see under attributes, throw hammer, jump countdown. You can click on those if you want to edit any of those values right here. Then operations, throw hammer. You can also specify the type that's returned by this method. For these, I just have void, not returning any values. I guess the third type of diagram I didn't talk about is like a use case diagram. So it does have like the actors, so you can like, it does have the stick figure, so you can like bring him in and go to properties. And then you can specify the different attributes. I think you should be able to define, haven't done much with these yet, but you should be able to define the name, see author value, see if I can call this like player or something. I don't know if that'll work or not. That's interesting. Oh, you can set the fill color if you want the head a different color. We'll just leave that as white right there. Okay, so this is how you edit the description of one of the actors. So you just click actor, and you got to click like the little text edit tool right there, and that'll let you edit the name. So instead of actor, we can have player, press enter. So player, and then just have a like a line, player, and the player may, let's say, jump or do different things. And just connect those together like that. Or you can't, I think you can use like the arrow line and just, it still does it with the arrow. Oh, we can just do a line like that. if you just need to do a simple line, you select it up here with the line tool. And just connect the player to the direction right there. So player can jump. They can run. They can walk. And this is just like high level overview. Just like select the line tool and connect these up like that. And you may have like enemies and things like that. Have a enemy actor. The enemy may be able to attack. Use your line tool, connect enemy to attack right there. Yeah. So yeah, just a nice way to outline using a use case diagram. But I guess I can go through some of these others I really haven't worked with. So if you do have a class right there, you have, let's see here, a dependency. If you have one class that depends on another one, you can define it like that. Be like class A or something. Okay. Class B depends on class A. Do it like that. There's a template class. I've never really dealt with a template class before. Properties. See if it has templates. And add foo. Okay, so yeah, we got foo right there. Yeah, so there's our class A and class B in our template. We also have, we just have want a note. My new note. Put it like right there. We have a realizes, one class realizes, and really haven't ever used realizes before, but if you need that, it looks like that. Generalization, I think this is kind of that, the is a relationship. I don't know, this has changed over time, I believe. There used to be like a half semicircle. There is a and a has a. So I think has a is kind of like a aggregation. So if you have an aggregation, it's like this. So class A is composed of, you might have multiple. So I think with aggregation, the example I'm familiar with is a car or a vehicle. So you can have car right there. A car is made up of tires, or actually, you would just call it one tire. Okay, so car has made up of a tire and an engine. Press okay. Car is made up of a tire and an engine, and then doors. Properties, door, okay, then maybe like headlights or something, property, headlights. So all of these different things aggregated together make a car. And a car, double click on car attributes. So car, they have like a speed or velocity, and go ahead and use velocity. It should be a float or a double. Okay. Then a car. I have a location. Gotta click new. Name location. That might be like a vector 2 or something. Okay. Then a car. For an operation, may have like a accelerate. And that just return a void. Okay. Then a tire may have like double click it. So tire may have like a tire pressure, air pressure. That'd be a float. And an engine may have like current RPMs. You always gotta click new. RPMs. Probably be float as well. And a door would have boolean like is open. And then you can have like a method on door called open. And a door also could have an attribute. I just thought of this. Could have an attribute is locked. It would also be a bool. So then if you call the open on the door, and if the attribute is locked is true, then it wouldn't open the door. Then headlights may have something like is on or something type bool. Depends on what you're doing. You may have like a luminosity or something like that. But yeah, that's how kind of how aggregation works. So you could like get really detailed with all this and have 100 different things on there. So let's see what else we have. Generalization. I think I already talked about that. Generalization looks like that. Association looks like that. It's got a little thing out to the side. I'm not a UML expert. I'm just, as you don't get into all these right here. What is this? Implements has a little circle on the end. What is this one? Constraint looks like that. It's got little curly brackets with a dotted arrowed line. This is a small package and a large package. So I guess if you want to define packages, you can put them in here. Oh, here's the use case. So when I was doing the use cases earlier, I should have been using this one right here. It's like a player jumps and drag. So the use case circle is just a little bit different than the state diagram circle. And connect them up like that. Let's go back. We got, oh, I've never heard of Lifeline before, but apparently that's what Lifeline looks like. I'd have to look that one up. An object. Never really use, I've always just use classes. Here's a message if you need a line and with looks like text over it. And then you can hello world. I guess this is like if you're doing message-based programming where you have like a queue or something, you want to send a message. One object sends a message to another one. I guess that's what you would use. This is a component. Never used this before. That's a component. Facet. Never really used this. Kind of looks like the other one. The implements. Receptacle. Never used receptacle before, but that's what that looks like. Event source. That's what that looks like. What is this? Event sync. Like that. Node kind of looks like a 3D cube. Like that. And as I said earlier, took me a little while to figure this out, but click on the text edits button right there, and then you can, that'll allow you to type in whatever you want to that object. And this is a class stereotype icon there. And yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, the initial state, this is just like a dot. Like that. You can draw a line. Then you'll have a state. So this is typically what I've done, is state diagrams. State. The hello state. And then you may go to the end state. Then just click it, go to properties, set as final to yes. Then go start. So something like, if I was doing one of my typical games, I would have, like, for the overall game, you'd have a start state, and that would go to one of my Game Jam games. State. So go to state. You get a title screen. Then you go to the game, like gameplay, or just the game state where you're playing the game. Then you may have game over screen. So then you go to either the game over, or you go to the winner, like the game win, or winner, something like that. So you can go to the game over, like that. You go to the, if you've completed the game, and really these would be composed of levels and things like that. And then from here, let me go game over back. I think going back's kind of hard to do here. Got these little controls here you can mess around with, or you may have to make multiple line segments. So sometimes what I do is just like take this and move this to title screen. Oh, there we go. That's kind of what I wanted right there. But yeah, you got these little handle controls you can fool around with. Yeah, that's exactly what I want right there. Yeah, so we got the game over, going up and over back to the title screen. And then from title screen, you may like click the exit game button. And then exit right from here. It's like properties. And say finals, yes. Or after the game win, you may go directly, you may either go to the title screen. Typically in most games I see, you go back to the title screen, but you may just go straight to the final state. Depends on what you're doing. And typically you go back to the title screen. Move that. So something like that, you win the game, and then you go back to title screen. That's like a typical Game Jam game that I do. Yeah, so Daya has a lot of other, let's see here, we got branch, I guess that's part of state diagramming, I really haven't used branches often, an activity, it's like the fork union, so I guess that's what I was looking at earlier, I don't know if it has any additional properties or not, it doesn't look like it, but yeah, you got a lot of other options, like sorted. So if you're just doing any general diagramming, you need like an octagon, then you got it right there. Boom. Should be able to. I don't know if you can write stop in it. No. So they do have like a text tool, so you can just use the text and write stop right there. You'd be able to drag it, maybe. Yeah. And you should be able to change the text size. Yeah, there we go. So we can make it bigger. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it does it in real time. Yeah, so you got to change it there, then press apply, and then that'll move it. But we can put stop there and click on our hexagon. And then properties, fill color, and then we can, I think we can make it red. Yeah, there's our little stop sign. Now you can click on stop. Properties, then text color, and set that to white. Okay. Yeah, so now we got a red stop sign right there. So if you want that as a part of your diagram, but yeah, they got like arrows like that you can use. But, so it's more than just UML for DIA. You have a lot of different shapes you can add. Flow chart. So here's another type of flow chart. Like if you need like a database store for something, there's like a little database, and if I can call it my database or my data store or something like that. We got it right there. Then other, and you got a whole lot of, I guess for like civil engineering. Actually, they probably have electrical engineering in here too. But yeah, other sheets. Look at all this. Electric. Man, they got a lot of stuff in here. Stuff I don't know much about. You got Cisco computer diagrams. So yeah, if you're doing a little network layout, you got your desktops. Maybe some a wireless router or something, and some servers like that. Maybe a mobile device right there, bam, right there. Then you can use your text tool to like write out what all this stuff is. Yeah, make sure like you use the T for the text tool right there. But yeah. There's a lot in here. CMOS, cybernetics. Here's one specifically for database right here. Database tables. Yeah, this is like an ER diagram right here. So if we're doing, and it doesn't look like it has all the. Maybe they have one. Yeah, they have one specific. So yeah, I've done a lot of ER and entity relationship diagrams. So this would be like a table. Like for scores or something, scores in a game, and a score may have like a player or an entry, something like that, or a game, really a game. You'd have a game. What I've done is I'd have a game table and a score table. So a score, the score would have a foreign key. In the game, a game would have an ID. I don't know if you can specify the properties. All right, your participation, weak entity relationship. Been a while since I've done ER diagrams. So game. So this might be like a game has multiple scores like this. I guess you just used your standard line to link these together. Like that. Game has scores. But one player. One player can have multiple scores. Like that. So yeah, it does it ER diagrams, flowchart, HVAC, if you're working with HVAC, which I have, I don't know very, very little about. But apparently these are icons you can use for HVAC diagramming. Jigsaw pieces. I don't know why you would use that. But there's probably some lights. I guess if you're diagramming a lighting system or something. I don't know if these are standard light icons or not. Probably so. MSC network, doing network diagramming. Got icons for that. Another database. I don't know. Base station. Like some servers and phones. An old school telephone. But yeah, really, I'm just playing around now. But here's SDL. I guess that's the gaming library. I don't know. Maybe it's a different SDL. I don't know. Flowchart lights, optics, SysSpace, UML, value stream mapping, then a little bit of that back in my industrial engineering days. But value stream mapping used to be the hot thing years ago. But anyway, yeah, this is just to show off that you can do UML in DIA. I know there's other programs out there. I guess I'll just go ahead and mention Visio. I believe that's a Microsoft product, but that is a paid product. Everything I've done so far has been completely free. You just got to have Linux. But there's also DIA for Windows. So if you just bring up a web browser. So if you are on Windows or Mac, just search for DIA. I don't know if it'll be the first thing that pops up or not. Yeah. Diagram. Yeah. DIAinstaller.de. Wiki. Gnome.org. Apps DIA. For Windows, Mac OS. Linux. If you need more information or help with DIA, you can go to downloads. You don't want to click on that, but yeah, it should be, looks like this. Yeah, make sure you don't click on this stuff. Click on that one right there. The DIA 097 download. Get it for your USB stick. Shapes. Yeah, so this kind of goes into all the details of all the different shapes. Here's electrical. I was expecting to see like resistors and stuff in here. I didn't see it. CMOS. Click on that. But yeah, lots of different stuff you can do with DIA, so. Yeah, so that's gonna wrap it up for March 2024. Just a quick little overview. Some diagramming software that people may find helpful when designing games or thinking about and laying out their gameplay logic, things like that. So hope everybody enjoyed it, and plan on being back in a month.